for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Previously on Who is Cam Kander?
No, Miss Ivanka, it's a severed finger.
Severed finger? That's unfortunate. Another severed finger? This was just like Mr. Fezziwig talks crumpets.
Oh my, look at that!
What is it, Mr. Fezziwig?
Oh, why, I do believe it's a severed finger!
Seems Cam Kander may have had an obsession with severed fingers. From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp, comes Who is Cam Kander? This is episode 3, Filthy Nuns and Severed Fingers. Cam Kander, the most prolific fiction podcaster of all time, actively creating audio dramas for over 15 years, their identity hidden, their social media profile non-existent. And then one day, they vanish without a trace. I'd been searching for Cam Kander with no luck, following leads that came to a dead end. I'd been hoping for a clue, any clue, and I wondered, what if the clues were buried in the works themselves?
Oh, yeah, severed fingers are definitely a recurring theme in the works of Cam Kander.
This is Martina Turkle, president of the Cam Kander Fan Club in Spokane, Washington.
Just to clarify, I am the president of the fan club for the entire Pacific Northwest now.
Oh, congratulations. A promotion, then.
More of an expansion. Increased responsibility. Interest in Cam Kander is growing since this podcast started.
Do you think Cam would be pleased?
I think they are ecstatic.
You're using the present tense. That's interesting.
Cam Kander is out there, listening, waiting to make their glorious return.
Like a cult leader?
No, like a messiah.
Now, you mentioned a recurring motif in Cam Kander's shows, severed fingers. Can you tell us more?
Absolutely. Cam Kander was obsessed with fingers. They figured into many of the shows. In fact, there's even a show called Pincher. It's a rom-com about a kleptomaniac with a missing finger. Pincher will steal your heart. That was the tagline.
Cute, I think. Let's listen now to a portion of Pincher.
You make me whole. See these missing pieces?
Oh my.
You fill them in. You do.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
I'm Pete Pincher, and I love you, even though we've just met.
Correction. We've only half met. I know your name, but you don't know mine.
That will change once I get your digits.
I'm sorry, my what?
I meant your phone number.
Oh, what the hell? Live dangerously, isn't that what they say? I see this ending one of two ways. Either with my heart forever in your trust, or with my head forever in your refrigerator. My name is Daphne, by the way.
Daphne! Beautiful name!
Oh no! My wristwatch! It's gone! It was a precious family heirloom.
A total bummer about the watch. Let's find it together.
Missing fingers are definitely a motif throughout the works. It's probably symbolic of something deeper.
Is it possible Cam was just a perv with some weird fetish, like Tarantino with feet?
Or Armie Hammer with all the body parts?
Exactly.
No, I'm sorry, that's not possible.
So, this finger thing, maybe it was some kinky obsession. Or was it an affliction from which Cam Kander suffered? Or maybe Martina Turkle was right. It was symbolic somehow. And I was desperate for clues, so I turned to an expert.
In dreams, to see your fingers injured or severed represents a loss of trust or faith.
This is Guy Anonimo, a dream analyst from the London Institute of Symbology.
It suggests that you are letting a situation dominate you. You may be literally losing your grip on life. To dream that your fingers have been chopped off denotes an anxiety about accomplishing some demanding task. The task at hand, so to speak.
Well, this was a mind-blowing revelation, and may have reinforced a theory made by psychologist Wilhelm Monoclair.
Self-sabotage. It's what people do to avoid the fear of rejection. By sabotaging yourself, you can see the failure coming ahead of time, and so you can prepare for it, psychologically speaking.
The puzzle that was Cam Kander still had so many pieces missing. Who else could I talk to? Doing a simple internet search of Cam Kander's name, I discovered Missy Abstract, an associate professor at New York's Neuer School, who teaches a symposium entitled The Feminist Movement, From Simone de Beauvoir to Cam Kander.
In my opinion, Cam Kander is, without a doubt, an important figure in 21st century feminist theory. Up there with Naomi Klein.
Really? How so?
Are you kidding me? You only have to consider the deeply nuanced, filthy nuns of the Holy Roman Empire to understand Cam Kander's importance in the movement. It's a veritable treatise on the fourth wave feminism that emerged around 2012.
Okay, humor us. What is, or was, fourth wave feminism?
It's a few things, but in a nutshell, it's intersectional, empowered, sex positive. It's queer, trans inclusive, body positive. You see fourth wave feminism popping up in content from cutting edge artists making radical statements about race, class, gender, sexuality, and body autonomy.
And Kander was one such cutting-edge artist?
Absolutely. Consider this show. It's a drama set in 1327, in an isolated abbey in medieval Italy. A gender-ambiguous and intellectually nonconformist friar becomes the confessor to a group of religious postulates. These women have taken a vow of silence and sexual liberty.
Hold up. They've taken a vow of silence? How does that work in an audio drama?
The story comes from the point of view of the friar, Abdo, who is recording their lascivious detailed confessions in the abbey's secret-coded manuscripts. It's an ingenious melding of Umberto Eco's masterpiece, The Name of the Rose, and TV's Desperate Housewives.
Are there any severed fingers in it?
Why would there be severed fingers? Is that a real question?
We'll get into Filthy Nuns of the Holy Roman Empire in a moment.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Professor Missy Abstract of New York's newer school was certain Filthy Nuns of the Holy Roman Empire was a boldly progressive feminist manifesto. I'll let the listeners decide. Here now is one of the less explicit scenes as Friar Abdo recounts one nun's confession.
My head banged against the confessional booth, sending my rolled bonnet askew, my veil asunder. As he pawed at my scapular, I could feel the heat pulsing through my knotty nether bits. There was a lot of cloth between his hand and what was surely heaven. A kirtle, a tunic, another tunic, a third tunic, and under that, my trusty hair shirt, which was not doing its job, thank you very much. Bless me, Father, I whispered. My leg clamped against his back, inviting him closer. My hands cupped his Just then, he drove his into my which I never even knew existed. Then as we to the being confessional, there was a tiny knock at the door. We froze as the door creaked open, and there she was, Regina, the prioress, wearing nothing but a smile and a wisp of braided leather around her trim waist. She looked me up and down with crucial speculation and said, two's a party, three's a conclave. What do you say? We didn't survive the Black Plague for nothing, right?
I realized I'd never be able to do this show justice because we had to bleep the explicit content, and with Filthy Nuns, well, it was pretty much all dirty bits.
Maria Matre Dei, illa fornicati, sunt et in ignem ut capillam.
Oh, and some of the narrative was done in Latin. I suspected it was also filthy. Here again, Missy Abstract.
Yes, this is a stunning work of intelligence, linguistic complexity, and thematic richness. You can see that, yes?
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily seeing that, but I'm not the scholar.
What? It's written with unmistakable virtuosity, riveting, compulsively alluring, and deceptively analogous to our times. This is the work of an intellectual. How else to explain Cantor's prodigious use of Latin?
Sure, but Google Translate was around then.
Ugh, another Philistine. I cannot.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
A postmodern feminist treatise? It's porn! Porny porn, the porniest porn.
This again is fan club president Martina Turkle.
It's a for sure bodice ripper, but since they're nuns, it's more like a wimple ripper. Good stuff. At least the pilot was. It could have become the next Bridgerton, which, as you know, is now currently in its 16th season with 4 spin-off shows. Cam Cander could have had a juicy franchise, but we never had a chance to find out, because, as with all of their work, it died with the pilot.
Died with the pilot. Here we were, back at square one. No farther along in my attempt to answer the question, who is Cam Cander? In fact, I was more confused than ever. This path of discovery had branched off into trails which veered in wildly different directions. We had people who thought Cam Cander was an intellectual, a feminist philosopher, and then some who thought Cam was a tawdry pulp writer, peddling in scandal. It begged the question, how do we regard the work when we know nothing about the creator? Can we really accept art in a vacuum?
People may not want to admit it, but we do take into consideration the artist when we regard the art.
That's psychologist Wilhelm Monoclair.
It's unconscious, really, but we do make judgments about, say, the authenticity of the work based on the artist's bona fides, gender, race, social economic status. It colors our perceptions.
And if we find out something about the artist that's particularly unsavory, illegal, or not in line with our ethics...
Based on the severity of the grievances, it could lead to us boycotting the artist, or what they used to call back in the 2020s, cancel culture. We reject the artist's work.
Like Woody Allen.
I'm sorry, who?
Exactly.
Are you inferring that Cam Cander is this Woody Allen person?
I'm saying no such thing.
You keep bringing up Woody Allen.
Am not?
You are too. You seem obsessed with Woody Allen.
Can we pivot?
You can try, but I sense your compulsion to keep talking about Woody Allen will bring us back eventually.
Fine, okay. Resetting. We find we make judgments about the art based on what we know about the artist. But what happens when we are absent any information about the artist at all?
We have no choice but to project ourselves. And Cam Candor is a Rorschach test. You can see what you want to see. And apparently, you see Woody Allen.
Here we go. The polarizing opinions and analysis of filthy nuns of the Holy Roman Empire had given me much to think about, alone in the quiet of my bedroom. Just then, my phone pinged. There was a message on my tip line.
This is a message for BK Will. My name is... forget it, I can't tell you who I am, but I have reason to believe you are being followed by a Russian intelligence agent. Be careful. Watch your back, that is all.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
If you have any information on Cam Candor, please reach out to us on Twitter, at Cam Candor. Or if you've heard of a lost Cam Candor show, let us know and we'll research it. It could become the basis for one of our episodes.
Next time on Who is Cam Candor?
Hello?
Shannon? It's BK Will. Is this a good time?
Yeah, this is perfect.
Shannon Perry was the creator and showrunner of the wildly popular science fiction comedy podcast, Oz9, who had some information she wanted to share.
Well, I was aware of all these Cam Candor shows at the time. I mean, a lot of us were. And I didn't think there was just one person behind Cam Candor. I thought Cam Candor was like the Alan Smithy of podcasting. Like, you made this thing that you didn't want to put your name on. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I put out a show under the name Cam Candor.
This is BK Will. Visit us at camcandor.com for clues, intel, and ways you can help fund the important search for Cam Candor.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I got this really strange email last night.
I need to see what's going on with this mystery file.
Hey, it's a map of a town called Ocean Bay.
Someone sent these images to you for a reason.
I'm so lost right now.
When was the last time you chose a direction and followed it?
I'm going to Ocean Bay.
We don't get many tourists this time of year.
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
I never sent you an email. I don't even know you.
And why exactly are you here?
The map is the reason we're here.
Maps help when you're lost.
Do you know what a trap street is?
Trap streets aren't real. They don't exist.
Don't trust anyone unless they give you a reason to trust them.
I think he's dead.
How could so much damage happen to a human body in such a short period of time?
What the hell is going on here?
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street.
So maps can have secrets.
Yes, maps can have secrets.